Hello, and welcome to Mr. Mar's History Podcast. Google Mr. Mar History to get more help with Nationals Higher and Advanced Higher History. In today's episode, we are going to discuss the impact that being part of the British Empire had on Scotland. Scotland joined with England and Wales in 1707 in the Act of Union. This created Great Britain, and it made Scotland part of England's empire, which became known as the British Empire. Scotland's membership of the empire had a significant impact on the country, including on issues such as the economy, people, the military, and other factors as well. We'll begin by discussing the economic impact of being part of the British Empire. In an economic sense, Scotland was affected by empire membership in different ways, which included more jobs, including in Scotland and abroad, new businesses being set up, and also bank investment. Being part of Britain's empire allowed more job opportunities for Scots. Factories across Scotland used products which were grown overseas, and goods which were made in Scotland were then sold elsewhere in the empire. All of this created jobs. Prominent examples of this include Camperdown Works in Lochee in Dundee, which at its height was the biggest jute mill in the world, and it used jute that had been grown in India. Glasgow built large numbers of train engines, and these went to countries such as India, Canada and New Zealand. In addition, shipyards on the River Clyde built vessels that were sold to other empire countries and then used to transport goods around the globe. Many Scots found work on these transport ships as members of the Merchant Navy. Scots also found that empire membership gave them more job opportunities abroad. Large numbers of Scots moved to countries such as Canada and Australia to work as miners and farmers, or in professional jobs such as doctors and lawyers. The trading opportunities created by the empire led many Scots to set up businesses in Scotland and overseas. All of this made them very rich. The Cox brothers, James, William, Thomas and George, owned jute mills in Dundee and traded with India. Thomas Lipton was a Glasgow trader whose Lipton tea brand bought tea from India and then sold it around the world, especially in America. And Abram Lyall from Greenock set up a sugar company that later became known as Tait & Lyall. Scotland's banks also benefited from being part of the empire. They loaned money to Scottish and foreign companies to let them develop businesses elsewhere, which then made the banks a significant profit. However, the empire also caused economic problems for Scotland. Competition from elsewhere in the empire, such as in the cotton and jute trade, undermined Scottish businesses and eventually saw some companies collapse. People in Scotland were also significantly affected by Scotland's membership of the British Empire. Large numbers of Scots left their homeland to build a new life elsewhere. Locations such as Canada, Australia, New Zealand and India attracted the Scots, and this reduced the country's population, especially in the Highlands. Sometimes many immigrant Scots would encourage family members to join them abroad, and this led to even more Scottish emigration. Other successful Scottish emigrants would invest their money back in Scotland, such as Andrew Carnegie, who became famous for building libraries. It wasn't just Scots that moved elsewhere in the empire, though. Many people came to live in Scotland. Irish and English people moved to Scotland in their thousands, and this often helped replace those Scots that had travelled abroad. Empire immigrants into Scotland also had various impacts. Irish migrants became involved in politics and trade unions, and this has affected how the country was run. Others, such as Thomas Lipton, set up businesses, and this in turn created jobs which were often taken up by Scots. The social background of Scotland changed too. Irish immigrants greatly increased the country's Catholic population, which led to the setting up of Catholic schools and the building of more Catholic churches. Also, football teams were formed in the country's major cities by these Irish migrants, such as Hibs, Celtic and Dundee United. Being part of Britain's empire also had an impact on the military in Scotland. Scots were right at the heart of Britain's military, and many Scots, often following in a family tradition, joined Britain's army and navy and were then posted all around the world to help defend the empire. Many wealthy Scottish families also saw senior opportunities for their sons in the military. The sons of wealthy and powerful Scottish families would join the army and become majors or generals, leading Britain's army in various parts of the empire, including India. Military opportunities weren't just about working for the British government either. The East India Company was a very powerful British company which had its own private army due to the need to protect its many investments. And many Scots were soldiers and officers in this, around 1 in 11 of the total armed forces. Empire membership also affected the people that Scottish soldiers fought alongside. During World Wars 1 and 2, men from countries such as Canada, Australia and India fought on Britain's side, serving alongside Scottish soldiers. There was also some other impacts that being part of Britain's empire had on Scotland. Buildings across Scotland were built by merchants using the money that they had made from trading with the empire. The merchant city area of Glasgow is a good example of this and was built using money from Caribbean goods such as tobacco and cotton. Being part of the empire also affected the words and language that is still used in Scotland. Words such as pyjamas and bungalow are taken from the language of India, whilst budgie is a word taken from an Australian language. Scotland's empire membership also led to a spread of Scottish culture around the world. Emigrant Scots would celebrate Burns suppers, leading to the international fame of Robert Burns, or instead they played sports such as shinty and the Highland Games, all of which created more global knowledge about life in Scotland.